Lose yourself in the latest and best blockbusters on Now TV. Hunt down vengeful enemies with Gemini Man. Confront your darkest fears in It Chapter 2. And journey with extraordinary heroes in Frozen 2, Angry Birds Movie 2, and Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. Stream all these and more with a 7-day free trial. Only on Now TV. 18 plus UK only. New cinema customers only. Pass auto renews at $11.99 a month unless cancelled. Terms apply.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yule Bronze. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hello, Ben, honey.
Hey, just real quickly, do you have a prescription that you logged to talk the crap? Because we're going to need that if we're going to proceed.
I've brought you a prescription. It's from Dr. Suck My Dick. And it's for I can do whatever the fuck I want.
So maritime law means that we are legally obliged to tell you guys that you are listening to a podcast that's all about all that crap on Bravo that we just love. Yeah. Hey guys, welcome to Below Deck Med Day.
Welcome to Below Deck Mediterranean, the final honey.
The final honey. Big, big final honey today. This is a big episode. There's a lot to discuss. It was a lot. For such a dramatic, serious episode, I was also laughing quite a bit. I was like cracking up on this episode, mainly because of Tom, because watching him lose his shit is like a gift that I didn't realize that we even deserved.
Well, this was a huge gift. Tom just being a complete jackass, basically. Like a mini jackass, you know?
Yeah. It was so perfect.
Difficult as bullshit. I was like, wow. It's bullshit. It is bullshit. A gift from the gods, you know? It's one honey exits and then a crazy honey enters.
I don't think he's going to stay with us very long because when they showed the coming up this season on Do Your Food, it looked like there was another chef in the galley. They only showed his back, but it looked like it was another chef.
Oh, good, because this guy, what a wanker. And then to have Captain Sandy lose her shit at him was so fucking funny in the previews for next
year. Yes.
You know, for coming up this season or whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm so excited for the time that we will have with Tom.
This is a full housewife season we're getting of Below Deck Med. I mean, they said 8 more episodes. This is 12, so they're going to 20, which is just nuts. That's like a full-on Housewives of Atlanta season.
I laughed at that trailer when they said only 8 episodes left. I'm like, 8 episodes? That's a full season for some of these shows.
I know. That's like a full season of the sailing one.
I think, look, it's like we're in a pandemic. We got to make these episodes stretch. Bravo needs its content.
Yeah. And stretch thy wheel. So let's see. Where do we start? Previously, Hannah stared straight into the camera, very upset when she found out Bugs was coming back on board.
Previously, Hannah was on the worst chatter of her life, worst chatter season of her life. Everything was going wrong.
Yes, and then we see the panic attack, and Malia saying, is that a prescription? Which now says, isn't that a prescription? Which I'm not sure if it originally said that or if it just says that now, but I noticed that was different than something I didn't notice that before, in other words. And then,
you hired me and Tom as a team. Fucking man up and share a cabin.
Now, I have to say, I think we should probably address a lot of the online stuff that's been going on this week. It's been mayhem out there for cast members of this show. It has been just mayhem, and it has been hilarious as a viewer. Malia just comes out with pages and pages of,
I am following maritime law, everybody, and here is what I...
And she goes off on these huge, like, I'm a fucking hero rants. And raves, and then has to turn off her comments because literally 99.9 of them are like, fuck you.
I feel like maritime law is like a new character on this show. It's maritime law, and because she gets invoked so many times, I'm like, if I have to hear about maritime law one more time, well, it's maritime law that you can only have rye bread after 2 p.m. Look at it's right there in the charter.
It's right there. Law. It's right there in the food room or whatever. It's up in the laundry room. All right.
It's on the board. Posted on the back corner of the laundry room. No rye bread before 2 p.m. Maritime law.
So Malia has been trying to save face, not working. America hates her ass. And then she went on Watch What Happens Live with Bugsy. I didn't watch it, but people were saying that Bugsy seemed really uncomfortable. And Malia came off as just, you know, the same, basically, like not apologizing in any way, you know, which I guess we'll get to whether she should or not. And then Pete, who's been cut out of the show.
The unit, yeah!
Oh, geez,
the unit posted on his Instagram a big thing basically saying,
oh, really? But it's fine to do coke on the weekends? You know, Malia would come back after doing so much coke, it went straight to her little bosun brain. I guess that's okay.
And then she came back with, oh, so now I have a coke problem that I don't know about? I'm sure.
Yeah. Pete, you're not welcome in this argument, okay? Like, we don't need your contributions. I don't necessarily believe him when he says that she was doing eight balls in Mallorca. I just don't believe it, straight up. And he's like, I never should have believed those Holly weirdos, which is like a dog whistle. And he's
yes.
and saying all this stuff about like, oh, I shouldn't have fucked with Bravo and those fuckers, the Holly weirdos, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, you know what? You can take your racist memes and go to Shut Up. Not even go to Shut Up Mountain. Go to like Shut Up Cliff and fall off of it. You know, like enough.
Yeah, you don't even deserve a place on a mountain, sir.
Yeah, you do not deserve a space on that mountain. Yeah. That mountain is for people who are terrible, but at least give us entertainment value.
Yeah, I have no problem believing that she does coke on the weekends, because guess what? It's 2020, and a lot of people do coke on the weekends. Welcome to the world, everybody. Welcome to the world. So stop clutching your fucking pearls. And I don't have a problem if she was doing coke on the weekend or getting drunk on the weekend, because it's the weekend.
She's off the clock.
Yes,
you know?
And I'm not going to coke shame someone now. Coke ask? Yes, I will coke ask somebody, but coke shame them? I will not do that. But yes,
we should also mention that Hannah did give a royal pardon to Bugsy. She posted on something, because again, it's been like a whirlwind of social media posts, and she's like, all right, honeys, I just want to say that Bugsy's been dragged into this and she has nothing to do with this situation. And I say that not to exonerate her, but more so I don't have to see her stupid face in my timeline anymore. Honey!
Oh, night. Then Captain Sandy had to do a question and answer session on Instagram Live where she said, guys, come join me on old Instagram Live. Sometimes we get real angry and guess what? Anger can eat at us. It can hurt us. So come on, ask me anything you want. I'll talk about whatever you want. And then, you know, didn't read off like a paper or something as that went on. I mean, it's just been a clusterfuck of a week for this cast.
Yeah, a huge, huge clusterfuck. And here we are. So now we get to finally see how this all plays out. So
we're in a scene we know is very serious because Captain Sandy is talking like this. Oh, hey, Hannah, have a seat. Have a seat, Hannah.
Perfect timing. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Oh, I'm so excited to tell you something. You're fired? So there's that. Oh, and yes, this is my sheet. Thank you for giving me this comforter back. Yes, it was. Yeah.
So it's been brought to my attention. Annie Leibovitz has sent me a very artistic picture of drugs. Your drugs.
Yeah.
Splayed out on a kitchen counter, on a bathroom counter, okay?
Is this, now tell me, are these your drugs? It looks like a kitchen island to me. Oh, I'm sorry. That is my Pinterest page for the kitchen when I get off. Well, let me swipe here a little bit. What about this one here? That's a Melissa Etheridge CD album. Oh, geez.
That one's a Steeler. Oh, gosh. You know what? It's the Broncos game. It's the Broncos and the Steelers game. Got me.
All right. What about this? This. Here we go. Drugs. Oh, that one is one of those singing basses that you put on your wall. Oh, oh yeah. Oh,
God, yeah. I love that bass. That.
I love
you
that
know,
bass.
I love that bass. That.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, what about this one? What about this one? That's a little baby dressed like a cabbage. Damn, Aunt Gettys. You know, I'm telling you, these photographers just won't stop sending me pictures, Hannah.
All right. It's very confusing. All right. Okay. So the point is this. You have hardcore drugs on board, okay? And Hannah's like, my Valium?
And like pot, like, and pot, pot. And you haven't presented prescriptions for them, Hannah. They're very carefully and artfully laid out in this picture next to Whoopi Goldberg in a bathtub of milk. Okay?
Listen, Hannah, okay? I just need some sort of prescription, something that says, when feeling anxiety, I need 10 cc's of hugs. Okay, because guess what? The doctor is in. All right, come on in. 10 cc's of hugs right here. Right here. Come on.
And Hannah's like, that's my bag from L.A., which is the funniest response. Like, of course, I just came from L.A. They put that in your bag at the airport, okay?
Yeah, it's like a parting gift, you know, L.A. I was like, hey, don't blame us. Oh, you actually can. That's actually pretty good excuse.
Yeah, we're like, thanks for coming to LA. Don't forget your party bag of Valium and pot. Okay.
All right, we got some Valium and pot, or you can choose the one that has some cocaine and some CBD lotion. Which one would you like? We also have a green juice option that comes with some, you know, Molly.
Hey, no? Let me finish. This is serious. Management is involved. He's standing over there like the guy from the Blair, like the girl from the Blair Witch Project, just yeah, facing the wall and refusing to look at us. Look at him over there, Chris. Don't turn around, Chris.
All right, just like Ace of Base, or, you know, our former charter guest said, don't turn around because I don't want you to see Hannah's heartbreaking. Don't turn around. Got a picture of Valium.
All right, I have to do a disciplinary action, and we're going to go through this by the book, okay? Because the rules are listed in the laundry room, as I said in whisper voice before. Now, you need a prescription, and I can't go see someone.
By the way, when she said the violations are posted in the laundry room, it cuts to the laundry room to be like, look, there is, in fact, a laundry room. I'm like, yes, we know what the laundry room is. Thank you.
Yeah, I really like their detective stories on this. They kept doing like, look, and it's in black and white, but with a spotlight so you can see exactly what we're talking about. You need a prescription, and I can't go to see what someone doing drugs. So what I would like for you to do is get your Valium and your pot and bring them in here. Okay, look, yes, Hannah even says later in the episode, oh, it's my bad for not reporting the drugs, but let's stop acting. They make it sound like Hannah had fucking heroin on this shit. It's 5 milligrams of Vicodin. That's nothing, right.
Or
okay?
Valium, yeah.
Valium, yes, that's nothing. And a CBD pot pen, which doesn't even get you high.
And unless we didn't see it, I doubt that we wouldn't have seen it. Maybe, Sandy, at the top of the charter season, you make an announcement. Hey, if you're on any prescriptions, I don't care what it is or whatever you have to log it with me. Otherwise, I'm going to have to kick you off the boat. Like, how about you just say that instead of just like having some byline that's posted behind the mound of uniforms that Jess has left in the laundry room for people to see, you know? Like, where's that?
We know that Hannah couldn't produce a prescription, as we see in a little bit, but the box had a prescription on it. There's close-ups of the picture. You can see them all over the internet. So they were prescribed. So this whole thing just gets crazy, okay? So she's like, let's do it by the book, okay? You need a prescription. Could you bring that right now? Because I just can't ignore this. I'm going to sit here in thinker pose until you come back.
Don't turn around, Chris. Do not turn around.
It's not safe yet. We're not decent emotionally, okay? Keep standing there. Now, Hannah does not do herself any favors. And she goes, well, just so you know, I have not taken one Valium since I got on board. And then, of course, 3 days ago, it's like an extended sequence of silence as we watch Hannah, like, take the Valium box, which they highlight, and, like, open it and then bring it into the bathroom. And, like, they're like... She took one.
Yeah, with the spotlight following her to the bathroom. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. But, yeah, and she's not even trying to hide it. Like, she doesn't close the door, you know? Like, she practically holds everything right up in front of the camera.
Right.
Jess, you know, just a little scene of Jess like, hey, Bugs, are towels still in the VIP? And then Hannah's like, you know, doing her nervous ponytail flip as she walks into a room. Yes. And then Captain's back in her office going, you know, the fact that the marijuana pen is on board, and Chris is facing the wall is like, that's illegal. It's like, yeah. Should I be in the room with her? Do you think she's flushing everything? God damn it. Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Fuck me. Fuck me, I'm sitting here looking at my new kitchen island and not realizing that Hannah could be flushing that pot pan down the toilet. And we all know that if a pot pan gets caught in a pipe on a boat, maritime law says there is nothing you can do. You must destroy the boat. Oh, God.
Hannah, and she opens the bathroom door, and Hannah's like got her zipper down and her pants almost down. She's like, "Can I go to the bathroom?" Whoa, looky there! I'm saying hi to your little friend Scarface. All right, give me your drugs.
Give me your drugs. Okay. All right. I want every single bag of cocaine and pot pans you have back there. All right. Give me the drugs.
This is all you have? You don't have a letter? Where's your letter? Where is your letter? She's like, "Can I pee?" "Yeah, but I just want to go through this because I need to do it very quickly. We have a charter that starts. Give me my drugs."
So then Sandy goes back to her office and she's like, "Well, David, Hannah has no prescription." He's like, "That's admitting guilt." I'm like, "No, it means that she doesn't know where this one little piece of paper is at this moment because she's probably a little flustered. She's clearly so flustered by this whole situation that she'd forgotten the paper. The prescription was attached to the box itself."
Yeah, so then we see Tom cooking, and he's like, "Well, I'm preparing for an awesome first day. I think, wow, I'll get to work on this awesome boat with this awesome crew. This is actually happening."
I'm so very happy right now. This is the best thing that could have happened in the world, and this is a wonderful first day for me, Tom. I'm totally prepared and looking forward to a jolly good time.
Nothing will ruin this wonderful first day!
I'm just going to put these chips in the smoker. So everything's going to plan, and as we all know, life is made of plans. We follow all the plans, don't we? Don't we, Mother?
Thankfully, I've only got two potatoes because that's all need!
The plan is working perfectly, and things can never go awry on a perfectly planned ship.
So then Captain and Hannah are talking again, and they're literally using like bum 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 bum. It's like Jaws, the Jaws soundtrack. And Hannah's like, "All right, well, what do I do?" She goes, "Well, at this point, Hannah, with everything that's been going on with you, hyperventilating on the floor at 5 a.m. with Malia. Oh God. You're gonna have a
toasts,
lot of
never getting
fun
the
this week with anybody who's ever had any kind of anxiety issues. You
Yeah.
idiot. So now what, no one with any kind of mental issues can work ever?"
Exactly. But listen, Hanner, right now I can't go to sea with you. But where I can go with you is Dave and Buster's. I got a card. I'm really close to closing in on one of those like fake Nintendo things, but it's really a plushie. Yeah, plush Nintendo. So we can go. We can play skee ball. But I just can't go to sea with you. That's all maritime law.
And Hannah just starts to get up and she goes, "Can I finish? I have compassion for you, but at this point, I'm just going to finish." Okay, so you're just still firing her, you know? Like, what do you have to finish? She's like,
Yeah.
"It's not worth it to me. I'm a captain. I worked hard for my license and I just can't take that risk." And Hannah's like, "Okay, honey, I'm yawning in your face."
Yeah.
Honey, that was a honey yawn.
Yeah, and she also gives like a good little like honey flare because that Hannah stands up again, and when she stands up, she gives like a little like that's like the her eyes today. "I've stood up in honey. Guess what? I bet you didn't see it. I just honeyed you when I stood up."
Don't think that me yawning right now in your face doesn't mean you're not also going to get blazing honey eyes,
"Can I have my Valium, please? Thank
I
you.
loved
Thank
that.
you."
"Can I have my Valium, please?" So then she walks out of the room. She goes, "Oh," like she just groaned.
I also like that during this, Hannah had her phone out and there was some sort of image on it. And I couldn't tell if it was like an image of like a dog or a bathtub. But I just like that that image was out. She's like, "Well, you may be trying to find me, but I have a picture of a bathtub right here ready for you to look at. So there, how about that?
I'm not
I'm in the pack."
sure what Sandy is doing here when she's saying, "Well, I can't have you when you're just having nervous breakdowns on the floor and blah, blah, blah." This is not a new storyline for Hannah. Hannah had this problem last year. So if it's so dangerous, then how could you go to sea with her this year? I don't know. It's
Yeah.
just, it's shade. There's a lot of shade here. So then we go to commercial and then we come back and we have to see most of it again. You know, "I worked hard for my license." "Honey eyes. Can I have my Valium, please?" And then Captain does thinker pose again.
So then Hannah like walks out, and so she's walking through the galley, and Tom is like, "Yo, how's it going? Welcome to my perfectly planned out galley. Everything is going just right. Nothing could go wrong, as long as I have a first stew, a second stew, and a third stew on this trip. How are you there?"
"Not talking, sorry. Sorry, new guy on A."
"Well, that wasn't part of what I was expecting. I thought I would have a first you who'd communicate with me. No, everything's fine. Everything's fine. I'll just go back to plating this. I'm a little shaky now. This is weird. It's weird. It's weird.
So Hannah asks Rob to grab her suitcase for her, and he's like, not a worry. Oh, I'm so sad. And then Jess is like, we're going on a drug run. Go.
So Hannah, she walks off the boat, and Sandy's pacing around, and she's like, you know, it's very hard to have to let someone go that you care about. It's like my nephew, when I told him, you're not cut out for this industry, or really any industry, you should probably just live in your mom's basement and have her feed you Campbell's soup, because you're not going anywhere. God, that was so hard for me to say.
However, this is maritime law. Number one in maritime law, do your food. Number two in maritime law, naps. Number three, hugs. Number four, no tolerance, all right? Everyone has to be drug-free in maritime law. When you're on an airplane, your flight attendants are responsible for the guests. If something catastrophic happens, the chief stew has to gather the guests and keep them calm.
Yeah. Not a lot of people realize this, but maritime law also extends to planes. Yeah. Because what happens if a plane lands in the water? Maritime law kicks in.
That's airtime law. But you know what? It's just missing an M. So there. You know, if something catastrophic were to happen and Hannah's sitting there with a Valium weed needle sticking out of her arm, I'd be in jail. The boat would be incarcerated, which is also jail. And I would lose my license. They'd probably even put my license in its own license incarcerated jail. Okay? What Hannah has done is illegal.
Little known fact. When you wind up in maritime jail, they give you two options. Send your chef to the circus or send your bosun off to a small country whose main product that they produce is necklaces. So it was a very difficult decision for me.
You know, I knew a boat once that was incarcerated, and the only positive thing to come out of it was the musical Chicago. You know, a bunch of boats up there dancing about how they had it coming. Unfortunately, it was really difficult to fit all those boats on stage, and they changed it to humans.
Yeah.
So now I just feel sorry for boats.
Yeah, it used to be called the Yacht Block Tango. Yeah, but they had to change it. It's also hard for the singer to say Yacht Block over and over again.
So Hannah's calling Josh on land. She's calling him on land. She's like, oh, you know what? I'm not mic'd, but I have a camera on me. Well, she's like, oh, I heard you had an anxiety attack and it's too dangerous to go back to... Are you following me, cameras? We can go up and down all day, boys. She said she had Valium. She's a drug addict. She's the worst person in the world. You know the whole season. I've been so over it anyway. It's utter bullshit.
Yeah. So Sandy comes down onto the dock and she's like, listen, Hannah, my hands are tied legally. This boat has a future. It can't go to jail, okay? The yacht to prison pipeline is a real thing, okay? And we cannot have that, okay? My hands are tied, maritime law.
Yeah, and she says, my hands are tied legally, but I personally don't want to drive out to sea with the way you've been lately, hyperventilating. She's like, I had one anxiety attack, and you know I had it. And Sandy's really messing up here. I don't know that she should be just admitting that she doesn't want to work with somebody who has
actual medical issues.
You fucking,
like, you can't blame the person for having like a mental health issue and then also blame them for taking the medication that helps them deal with it. And I guess maybe Sandy is saying, like, look, when you're on charter, you can't even be taking these medications. And if you can't be taking these medications, then you are, like, you know, you are at risk for me because of your mental health issues. But that also does not seem to be that cannot be right. It cannot be right. Like, I don't understand why it's a situation where you can't say, hey, you can't have like zero tolerance. So we're registering your drugs right now. Like, why can't you say, we're registering your drugs, and now if you have issues, you have to come to me. Like, I don't understand, why is there not flexibility on that?
Like, if you have, you know, if you have a box with a prescription on the back, let's register it so that we can make sure that that's registered. You should have come to me instead of being like, ah, you're fired. I mean, we've seen on Below Deck many people taking drugs, so I'm not sure. We saw Kevin last season when he had his hurt back, and he had to go, he's like, go get me my box of drugs, or go get me my baggie of pills, or whatever. Yeah. So, I don't really know. I'm not sure.
It just seems if Sandy is whatever Sandy is trying to convey, it's regardless of what she's trying to convey, what is coming across to us as the viewers is that she's almost firing Hannah for mental health issues, which is, you know, we've come a long way in understanding mental health and not demonizing it and not, you know, not making people who have mental health issues feel like they're pariahs or like lesser than, because it happens to, by the way, everyone has mental health issues, just how everyone has, like, you know, physical health issues. So, you know, I don't, believe it or not, I don't want to think that Sandy is doing that intentionally, but she should know that what she is doing it. And she really should have. She should really revise her behavior because it's not right.
Yeah, she looks like a total dick. So Captain's like, "Well, Hannah, I don't want to get into it." Now she starts getting mad. Like, what did you think was going to happen? Okay, you've already fired her. She went off the boat calmly and didn't throw a fucking fit about it, which you were not looking. You know, you weren't expecting. You know, I'm sure you wanted some big dramatic exit that could make you look like the victim, but you didn't get it. So now she's following her out onto land to get another scene out of her, and Hannah's still staying calm. And she's like, mm-hmm. "You know, Hannah, you had drugs on board, okay? And if I go out to sea, I'm negligent." And Hannah's like, "Okay." She goes, "But I just can't." She goes, "Well, it's utter bullshit," which, like, she finally starts to get her, right? So Hannah's like, "Well, it's utter bullshit. That's what it is." And she goes, "Oh, okay. If that's how you want to be, what is she doing? Stop fucking following her around." Yes.
You just fired her.
Like, it's like she's trying to poke her into shakes. She's trying to make her look stupid and poke her into having a big scene, you know? And it's so obvious.
I don't think that she's trying to make her look stupid. I think that Sandy's probably one of those people that, as much as she says, "I'm a professional," whatever, she doesn't want someone to be hurt. But sometimes, like, when these things happen, you have to just, like, lay off and give them their space, because in your attempt to try to, like, make things nice and give a hug, you're actually making things 10 times worse.
Yeah, I think she's wanted Hannah gone for a long time, and the producers wouldn't let her go. And now she's, like, finally found her thing, and now she's trying to get a hug out of it. Like, right. You don't get to have it both ways, you know? Just fire her. And so she's like, she goes, "I care about you, Hannah," which is hilarious, and Hannah laughs in her face. And she's like,
By the way, also, everyone inside is like, "Oh my God, I'm like, this is crazy." Except for Malia, who's like, "Sweet, we have a snorkel basket." She's like, "Oh."
And she goes, so Hannah's like, "Okay." She goes, "Oh, you think so? You don't? You don't think I care? Well, Hannah, if I wanted you off the boat, do you think I'd use this?" You did. You did. You wanted her off the boat, and you did use this. And Hannah says, "Well, it's bullshit." She goes, "Oh, it is bullshit, because I could have fired you last year or the year before. So if you want to make it that way and say I don't care, it's fine with me. I won't care. So now officially I don't fucking care." It's like, what are you doing right now?
Way to take a stance. You already fired her. You literally already fired her. Why are you doing this right now?
Because I think it was going to be easier in her mind to make Hannah look like the bad one, look like the bad guy, right. And it's not working out. And so now she's trying to make it sound like they're having some big fight. It's like,
you know what? Sandy. You know what? Here's the truth, okay? I consulted maritime law, and I could have fired you last year. Remember the toast that never showed up? Oh, I do. Okay, I could have fired you the year before that. Remember that tablescape you did where you used a seashell where it should have been a glass bead? Huh. Well, that's also a violation of Maritime Code 3.561, okay? Could have fired you on both occasions, but I didn't.
Yeah, her argument is making her look really weak when she's like, "I just can't, you know, with all the problems you're having, what with, you know, having panic attacks." And it's like, well, but if that's so bad and you knew that she had panic attacks after last year and you still hired her thinking that it was going to make, you know, it was going to put people in danger, then you're basically admitting to putting people in danger all season and half of last season. So I don't think she's really thinking this one out.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Janin better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches,
Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy, Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinkin' Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Commercial, it's time for a crap.
Immerse yourself in amazing stories on Now TV. Find power plays and critically acclaimed shows, Gangs of London, Succession, and Game of Thrones. Witness triumphs and defeats in documentaries Hillary and Tiger Woods Back. And join misfits and misadventures in the US office and Brassic. Stream all these and more with a 7-day free trial, only on Now TV. 18 plus UK only. New entertainment customers only. Passes auto renew at $9.99 a month unless cancelled. Terms apply.
Starring Bet Fred's The Nifty 50.
Goodness gracious, The Nifty 50. 3 hours a day, 7 days a week. Play in store, play online, just take a peek. Catch us, watch a pick, select a lucky dip. Goodness gracious, The Nifty 50.
Bet numbers just got bigger and better. Head to betfred.com. And remember, folks, keep it fun. BeGambleAware.org.
Goodness gracious, The Nifty 50.
Happens commercial.
So then upstairs on the boat, Rob has gotten Hannah's bag and has just like plopped it in the middle of the living room. So Bugsy walks by and she's like,
whose suitcase is this? Random. Let me look. Let's see. Well, it doesn't say Thunder, so it's clearly not mine. I didn't bring this one.
As they show the captain walking up the stairs, did you notice her glitter tennis shoes?
No, I didn't.
I was like, what are you, suddenly Maxine from Shoebox Greetings? Like, where did those come from?
So Sandy finds Malia. By the way, and another thing that I learned over the past week, amongst many of the rageful emotions that people were feeling, is that, like, I learned that actually Bosun, we've always sort of assumed that Bosun and Chief Stew are kind of like equals in ranks, but I then went and I looked online and I saw there was like all these different hierarchy charts, and in almost all of them, not in all of them, but in almost all of them, Bosun is below Chief Stew. That's usually Chief Stew is in line with first mate, and then Bosun is below first mate. Although we see here David is the first mate here, and he's like not really on the show. So I thought that was interesting too. That especially given that whole argument last week with the bunks, etc., that Malia was like, but I'm a bosun.
Well, her argument about hierarchy is that the chef outranks. She wasn't saying she outranks her. She was saying that the chef outranks her.
Right. So but she was still talking to the chief stew in a way that was actually out of line
right.
for her.
And so the chef doesn't necessarily always outrank the chief stew, right?
I don't know if the chef always does, but the chef looked pretty high on most of the things that I looked at. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, again, it's not conclusive. Every boat has a different hierarchy, but I just wanted to point that out there, because it's fun to, you know, let's just throw some more
Captain
gas
Lee,
on the fire.
Captain Lee was all the evidence I need. He had a tweet that said, sorry, but, chef doesn't outrank Chief Stew. So good luck with that, stupid. God damn it. This
SS,
got
goddamn
97
it,
goddamn it's within 5 seconds of posting. Look at that.
So Sandy goes and tells Malia that she fired Hannah. And again, she's like, I just don't feel comfortable going to sea with Hannah for the rest of the season. Huh? You know what I'm saying? Hey, did you see my new kitchen decor? Yeah, it's nice, right? If you swipe there, you can see my cabinets. Real nice, huh, Malia? Right?
So Hannah passes Bugsy, and Bugsy's like, should I unpack the alcohol? She's like, I really don't care, Bug-Eye, Hanai. And so then the captain is still talking to Malia, and she's like, you know, I just can't have Hannah. What if she overdoses? What if she didn't? Who is going to overdose on 5 milligrams of Valium and a CBD pen? Give me a fucking break. This ain't the first time around the block for you, ma'am.
What if her pot pen gets lodged in her throat? And I have to say, hey, calling to land, we have a chief stew with a marijuana gadget stuck in her esophagus, and I think that she's about to either overdose or choke or both. And you know what? She may be having an allergic reaction. Her knee looks like it has a rash on it. What then, Malia? What then?
And she said she'd present proof, but she couldn't. And Malia's like, does this have to do with the picture? Yes, the picture you sent me. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Leibowitz. So she goes, yeah, because I don't think Malia knew that she was going to be outed like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she's like, so great. So the picture I sent you is now on camera. It's like, yes, the picture. Thank you. And she's like,
I just wanted to say out to the crew, hey, crew. Just want to say, Malia, you've done a great job taking photos of your fellow crewmates' private belongings. Love the angle. Love the lighting. If anyone has any stuff in their pocketbooks or clutches that they want Malia to take a photo of, she's great. She does great work. All right. There you go, Malia. Nice public shout out for you.
And Malia's like, well, I feel for her because it's my job to report drugs. And if a guest falls, and then we see a clip of a guest falling, and Hannah gets popped for a drug test and fails, then there goes Captain Sandy's license, there goes the boat, there goes everything, which is why I waited to report this very dangerous situation until I was mad at Hannah for not giving me a room to bone my boyfriend in for the entire season. Like, how does Malia's argument hold any fucking water? It was not dangerous until you were mad at Hannah. Malia. Petty. Yeah. Petty, petty, petty.
So Rob goes and tells Jess what's going on, and she's like, oh gosh, that means Bugsy Sue is gonna be the chief stew. Lord help us all. Getting back into bingo.
So then Jess goes to Hannah. She's like, no, what happened? She's like, oh, well, I had a Valium, and she doesn't feel safe going to sea with me. And she says, how does she find out? She's like, Malia took a picture. No. It's a dog-eat-dog world in this industry, honey.
And then Hannah tells us, Malia's like a snake that knows how to use a camera, okay? We had a little bit of a checkered past, but, you know, I thought we got past it. We see flashbacks of some of their greatest hits of them, like, Malia and Hannah getting along when Malia first got on the boat a few years ago, and then they were fighting over Wes and Adam, and, you know, everything has been going really well this season, and then she just went like, boom, straight down to the gutter, like a wallaby that's just had some Foster's beer.
And Jess is like, oh my god, Bugsy's gonna be psycho this charter, she's so neurotic. Ah.
She's all years. Boy, honey. And then so then we see our first glimpse of Tom losing his mind later this season, because it's like still to come. Tom is going to lose his mind. Look at him. Look at that guy go. Oh, wow. That is a guy who definitely needs a nap. Am I right, everyone? Okay, back to the episode.
So Hannah's passing Bugsy again, and Bugsy's like, what happened? She says, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? She goes, well, I had Valium, which is prescribed, and now I'm too much of a danger to take to sea. And Bugsy's like, oh, geez. So then Malia comes in, and she's like, are you all right? And Hannah just kind of laughs in her face.
She goes, mm-hmm. Like a full-on pursed honey smile. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's and great. Hannah's like, well, apparently you can get fired for having anxiety attacks. And Malia's like, oh, is that what happened? Malia has balls.
Yeah, she does. She really does. So Hannah's like, oh, I have a legal CBD pen and a legal Valium on board. And I also have prescriptions, too. And apparently I'm just too much of a risk to go out to sea because I'm so unstable.
And Malia's like, well, were they registered with the boat? She goes, oh, I can't even remember because they weren't. Emily just goes, mm-hmm, and then turns away. They're really trying to poke. And, you know, you got to be proud of Hannah as a fan of this show that she doesn't just fucking lose it.
She doesn't.
Fuck
she actually
you.
Really.
She, fuck you.
I thought we might get another, like, one last, like, double finger honey, but no, we didn't even get one of those. She's actually very calm considering. And I like that we saw a close-up of her changing out of her uniform, and we saw the tattoo on the back of her neck that says, keep dancing. I was like, this is appropriate, very appropriate.
Yeah, so Hannah walks off, and Malia tells Bugsy, well, you can't take Valium.
Okay, Tracy Flick. Yeah. So then it's like, so Hannah's saying goodbye. She says goodbye to Alex, and she has a very warm goodbye to Tom. And Tom is like, oh, well, I've never seen that. Day of charter. First stew has left on the day of charter. Great first day, Mom. Great first day.
So Hannah's like, so this is how it ends? And then we get her ending speech. And she's like, listen, honeys, I know maritime law. I've been yachting for years. And it was my mistake not to report that to the boat. But to be honest with you, I've been ready to make a hasty exit from this industry for years. I just don't like going home with like this, all right, honey?
Yeah. And she's like, you know, as sad as I am to be leaving on this really dark, horrible note, I would have never regret my time in yachting, except, of course, meeting Sandy and Bugsy and Malia. And then we get like this goodbye montage where we see like the highs and the lows of Hannah. Very sad that we did not get to see a June Hannah, but we got some other good stuff.
Yeah. One of our friends texted us and said, hey, yesterday Bravo replayed the Malia episodes from her first season and it feels like shade, but also a good replay of how shady she is.
I like that. We also got to see a flashback of Joao, who walked up to Hannah drunkenly on that party bus and said, for a 30-year-old, you have nothing going on in your life, and you are just a big, stupid, fat seabird.
Oh,
I added
God.
That last part.
That monster. No. So if anybody needs a reminder of the kind of person that Captain Sandy really likes to promote,
yeah,
there he is. He's a captain now.
So Hannah's like, I would have preferred to end on a high. Not literally. Still got my honor humor.
So she ends on a good note, and that's it. Hannah's gone.
Yeah. I mean, but now Hannah is pregnant. She's pretty far along. She's gonna be having a baby, and I think I saw on her social media that she's starting some sort of like yacht education company where she's gonna train people on like the do's and don'ts of yachting. So she's fine. I mean,
yeah,
she's moving on.
She's doing yacht education with Anastasia. And they're starting a company together, and she's starting a new podcast. So we'll see if we can get a little clip of that. We'll throw it on the end so you guys can preview it. Not today, but whenever it comes out. So yeah, she's doing fine. It's just really shitty that it happened this way.
Yeah, definitely. So then we see Alex with incredible powers of observation. First it was the second stew, now it's the first stew. I mean, like, oh. Yep. That's true.
So then Jess and Rob and Malia, Jess goes, is this really happening? Rob's like, can we make a solid pact that no one else leaves? Listen, I just want one promise from a tree. Please stop leaving. Get it? Jess goes, I have to be fired. I'm not quitting. And Malia says, that's the spirit.
So regrouping. So Sandy meets with Bugsy. I think it's obvious. Obviously, it's pretty obvious. I see I used obvious twice there to really hammer home how obvious it is. But obviously, it's pretty obvious, obviously, that Hannah's no longer on board. So guess what? You're the new chiefs too, you know?
Yeah, you're good to do that, right? All right, we'll get you someone for the next charter. Guess who I miss talking to? Her name is Norma, okay? But you'll have the deck crew to help you, you know, do whatever they can do or whatnot. Obviously, obvious. And she's like, well, I'll have to do what I have to do, I suppose. I'll just do anything that I can do to have to do it, obviously. Obviously.
If I were Chief Stew, oh my God, I am.
My whole world.
Oh, what do you know? I've lived a life of hypotheticals, and now here it is.
How long is it before we hear,
well, if I was Second Stew, I would have done that better.
I know.
Since I'm first stew.
Now that I'm first stew.
So,
provisions.
Like, yeah, basically. Provisions she's like, come. Well, you know, this is just how the boat runs, Bugsy. And she's like, it's not for me to know. Also, I got the picture in my message.
wonderfully posed. I thought it was Annie Leibovitz.
Obviously, I did too. I mean, what talent Malia has.
Obviously, beautiful composition.
So then we see Tom with all these provisions, and he's like, I've had very classical training. I don't know if I mentioned it, but my mother once cooked for the Queen Mother herself, so it's sort of like my Queen Grandmother at this point. I'm very meticulous about being organized and prepared, and so to get dropped into the deep end like this is just mad. It's just mad. It's absolutely mad. I'm happy. I'm very happy.
Mm-hmm. And then Malia finds a Kiko bandana, and she tells Jess to get rid of it. She's like, get rid of this bad luck.
Yeah.
Like, you're kind of the bad luck that's befallen everybody on this boat. Malia.
Yeah, pretty much. So Malia has a deck meeting and is like, okay guys, like, let's leave the drama inside, let's keep working, woohoo, all that stuff. So
while she just got somebody fired over drama that she started, yeah, because she couldn't get a room. Let's just remember that as Malia gives her speech. Sorry, go ahead.
No, so Tom is still reeling. What Tom wants to say is, what the fuck is wrong with this stupid, stupid boat? But he's too polite at this point still. So he's like, well, I've never seen anyone walk out of the day of the charter. I've never seen something like that. What a daft thing to do. Am I right, everyone? Am I right? Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
I love that they phrase it like Hannah did something to them. How could she walk out? She was fired.
Yeah.
Thank your girlfriend. So Bugs is like, well, you know, he's got a lot of knowledge about things, but Hannah had a lot of knowledge about things, how things were running now that she's not here. I just don't know.
Yeah. Bugsy knows exactly what she's going to do. I think this is all fake.
Yeah,
she's had like a plan in mind. Like,
if I were Chiefs Stew, I'd have three zones. In one zone, if you're standing in it, you get educated by the Chiefs Stew. And if you're standing in the other zone, you fold a paper. And if you're standing in the other one, you make a tablescape. Which zone do you want to be in? If I were Chiefs Stew.
So then Sandy and Malia, Sandy's eating some toast, some guilt toast. You know, I just feel terrible. I'm going to have some toast with jelly. So, Malia, you know, you'll get someone, you know, Bugsy, you'll get someone the next charter. I think we're going to see a change in Jess, kind of as a warning. And Malia's like, well, once they see the reason that she left and the severity, they need to understand that even if she has a prescription for those things, you can't take them while on duty. Oh, really? So people with a prescription for, I don't know, Adderall, anything to do with mental health, can't take them while on duty? This just doesn't sound right.
Yeah, Malia said that she once had an allergic reaction during a crossing, and they show a picture of her just like all blotchy and like a swollen lip, and that she couldn't even take her Benadryl without it like getting logged. So she's like, we're talking about Valium and weed, and it wasn't even registered. Maritime law.
Yeah, this is the Captain and Malia scene to hammer home that they're really the good guys here over and over again, and it's not really working. And Captain's
maritime law, pot is illegal. Maybe legal in California. Have fun with that, hippies. All right. But one joint was found on an entire vessel, was seized. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, they took the entire vessel. For one little joint, they took the entire vessel and seized it. And that vessel was sent off to a crazy prison colony off in a far distant land. And then when it came back, it terrorized Gotham City. Oh, wait, sorry. I am thinking about Bane in The Dark Knight Rises. I'm sorry. I apologize.
One of those vessels was so nasty with its pot that they had to put a little cage on its face so it couldn't bite your pot tongue off. All right? That's it. Listen here.
Let me take
HHS Lecter.
Yeah. Later on, when we found out that there was another yacht that was up to no good, we had to visit that yacht in jail and find out how the other yacht thinks. It was very, very difficult.
There is a movie about yachts that just do too much pots together. It's called Yacht and Yahtzee. Okay? It's very bad.
One time, after that yacht got out of jail, we realized that there was actually some sort of nefarious plan happening in Alcatraz. So we had to use that yacht to actually break into Alcatraz to stop this plot. Who would have thought? Breaking into jail, not out of jail, right? That's an irony. It's called the Yacht Rock.
Well, there's a reason that we have these laws, okay? There's a reason. Yeah, maritime law. Maritime law!
I just wrote, these two suck. That's my note for the end of the scene. So then Malia goes to check on Tom, who is now just falling to pieces. And literally, she goes, "Chef, you all good?" And he's like, "Falling to pieces right now."
Because his spatula has like become unattached from the spatula handle. He's like, "What is happening here? I can't even make a blintz in peace right now. Or blini, I should say. Can't make a blini." So
in the toughest situation he could ever be thrown into, and I'm going to protect him right now. I'm going to be protective. Would you like a bottle of water?
Like, wow, yeah, you're like a real Jackie Kennedy there.
But also, I like that she says this as if it's like a revelation that she's going to be protective. I'm like, you literally just got someone fired because you were afraid that your boyfriend would have to sleep with a stranger. Okay. Yeah. We know you're protective.
So Bugs is, of course, having Jess, you know, she's just walking around doing work things.
Have you done the table?
Yeah. Jess is looking. She's like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just looking for epaulets right now."
"All right, so I'm standing right behind you, and you seem to be looking inside the incinerator. Well, what's going on with that?"
"Oh, you're right. There are no epaulets in here."
"There's one table done. That's not the other table down. What are we going to do? I'll just wipe it down. Thank you."
And Jess is like, "I know where Bugsy gets her name from. I have a dog named Bugsy because he bugs the shit out of everyone. Pretty simple."
"And oddly enough, my dog is my superior, too. Ugh."
Dog it's time law.
So now we go back to Jess and Rob's bunk, and we just see Rob saying, "I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you, too." Great, thanks.
He keeps going, "Oh."
All crew, obviously it's time for us to have a pretty obvious crew meeting. It's maritime law, says it's time for a maritime law meeting. Okay, everyone. Okay, we're all sitting here. Okay, hi. Everyone's probably heard different stories. Hannah's been let go. She violated 3 different laws of maritime law. Yeah, it's serious, and I think pretty obvious, too.
"Do not drink. You do not take medication. You do not refuse hugs, okay? You cannot be drowsy or under the influence of anything, and I need to know I can rely on each and every one of you. You know, even the ones who are falling down still drunk from the night before as we go out the next day to sea. Now, Bugsy is your chief stew. I think we all leave the chatter you've heard on the dock. We reset. We start new. Let's kill it. I don't mean that. Let's hug it. Go team."
When we go to sea, just as a reminder, everyone, when we go to sea, we are responsible for every slice of toast. If you drop a slice of toast because you're high on pot pens and such, that's going to be a problem, okay? All right, hands in the middle. Guess what? Surprise hug. You thought we were doing the all thing? No, it was a hug, group hug. Yes.
Just one thing to keep in mind, obviously, as we go on with this charter, is the last person who got fired was the last person to interrupt me eating a bowl of Cheerios. Okay, let's get back to it, team. Let's get back to it.
All right, Tom, I gave you a plastic fork to open up those oysters later tonight. Have a good one.
Bugs, Jess, I'm making a list here. Champagne, after plates, small forks, and then we're going to change. Then with regards to cabins, you're going to go do the beds, you're going to do towels, you're going to do quick rock dance. Let's see that enthusiasm. Beds and heads!
Beds and heads? Look, I drew a rectangle around what I need you to do, so that way you can see it better. Rectangle!
Jess is like, I can't wait.
So then the guests arrive, and they already seem like a classy bunch. These guys.
Oh, yeah. We have a major drama. Then we have terrible guests. We have Tom losing his mind. It's a crazy episode. So here they come, and they're all running to get into the line there to greet them. And we have Ashley, who's the primary, and she comes on, and she's introducing everyone. Everyone's like meeting her. They're all saying like, "Hi." Emily's like, "Hi, I'm Malia." And now this guy goes, "Melia? Okay. Where are you from?
Oregon.
Okay. And I know they're going to be terrible because there's 2 red jumpsuits with ruffles. Okay. So I know this is going to be a terrible crew of people.
These people are awful. They're so awful. I forgot to look to see where they're from. But like, I feel like I have geographical suspicions and I think I'm going to be right. I think they're from 1 of 3 places, but I'm not going to say it. But I think they're from 1 of 3 places and I feel really strong about that.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to say Orange County, Florida, or Arizona.
Really? No jerseys in there? Come on. Spread the love.
No. I'm really leaning towards Orange County on this one.
Yeah, the ruffle jumpsuits are very OC. They're like, yeah. I'm OC and I have a business, bitch. So Bugsy's like, while working as chief stew is a title I'm comfortable with. I've never expected to have to do it on this boat. What barrettes will I wear? So they go on a tour. She gives them the tour of the boat. And there's an older, like, chubby guy named Jared. And he's like, what is this, the dinghy that takes us onto the yacht?
Jared is awful. He's so nosy. He asks all these questions. He's disgusting. He's terrible. And we should have known from the Oregon thing that he'd be terrible. But then he makes this dinghy joke. And I was like, all right. Awful man.
He's really bad. He gets so bad during this episode.
Yeah.
So Malia's like, these guests look like high maintenance. Now is not the time for a big challenge.
And then they're looking at one of the rooms. And one of the guys says, is there a pull out for Jared? And then another guy goes, you know he doesn't pull out.
Like, please let this yacht be seized by maritime law. Please let the maritime police officer seize this yacht right now with all these guests on it, because we don't need any more of them.
Yeah, if maritime law was really that strict, Jared would just combust right now.
So, time to leave port. Pull, 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 pull. So they're leaving port, and then I think they're like taking photos. I think it is this guy, Jared, this old dude. And he's like, hey, everyone, look up this way. Say money, money. I'm like, okay, you're not Cardi B. Sit down and stop talking.
So then Bugsy checks in with Tom about lunch, or she checks in with the guests about lunch. She's like, are you good to do family style?
Tom, they're good to do family style. And he's like, well, food for me is a pride position. I don't plan on retiring ever. My mother gave us massive lists of chores. I remember once I was sleeping and she had a hose and she sprayed me with the hose and she said, get up, you'll never achieve anything while sleeping.
I don't want to be one of those people who works and works and works and works. I just want to be me and avoid my mother's hose, her spiritual hose spraying me down every morning as I wake up in a flush and say, mother, I'm working, mother, I'm doing my chores.
Jeez, this guy has mentioned his mother in like every interview. You need some help.
He's so tightly wound because in his interviews, he barely opens his teeth. He's like, well, I'm going to speak about this because I don't want to let anything out. My mother always says, keep it all in because you're British. Stiff upper lip. Well, guess what? I have stiff upper lip and stiff lower lip too. All right, I really do it extra for you, mother.
Yeah, like a really plastic smile and then those eyes, those just shining with evil eyes.
That's great. I'm so happy to have. I love an evil rage that's lurking under the surface. Well, by the way, shocker, guess what these guests order, quote unquote, espresso martinis, please.
Oh, that's so something a person in a ruffly jumpsuit would order
an espresso martini. I was like, oh, espresso, it's espresso.
So Bugsy's like, all right, I need to pull for lunch, Jess. And she's like, well, do you want to make the espresso martini? And she's like,
oh, shall I teach you? I find one of the problems on yachts is that no one else shows the new people how to do anything. But I will take time, even though I'm very busy, to teach Jess what she needs to know.
It's like, oh my God, you guys got your way. Jesus.
One of the things on yachts is that a lot of people don't know how to do things, so it's important to teach people how to make pretty simple drinks that they should know how to make since they did profess to be a bartender at one point. It's my pride!
So, Pete is eating, and Malia's down there, and he's like, so, is Hannah let go from drugs? And she's like,
yes, it doesn't matter if you have a prescription. You can't have them, and you can't take them on duty. And the chief stew is in charge of the guests. It could be very, very dangerous.
Okay, yeah. Malia.
So now Malia's up in the galley. She's helping out Tom, because she probably knows that Tom is going to blow a gasket momentarily and then blame her for, like trapping him in this awful situation. So she's trying her best to like keep him calm and like help out with whatever she can. And then Jess, meanwhile, she brings cocktails out to these pigs up on the deck. And the guy was like, hey, you know what? I need Ashley, to fall in love with her. You know what I'm saying? Basically saying that he wants to have a threesome with Jess and Ashley.
Yeah. So. And the other guy, the main guy, Isaac's like, yeah, I've got a t-shirt that says daddy. And Jared's like, yeah, I'm going to hop on her bed and say, I'm your daddy.
Gosh.
You guys are almost gross enough to work on this show.
Malia, obviously it's time to drop the anchor. Malia, anchor.
Ah, did it. So the toys go out and stuff, and Bugsy's getting ready to bring up lunch. And she's like, all right, marinated burrata, also buco roasted sea bass. So then I'll take these up, then I'll clear them, then I'll replay, and then the crew can run the planters out. Everything works? It's like, Bugsy, fucking that's how it works, okay? You don't have to list every little single thing that's going on in the day. Just do your job, okay?
First impression is huge. And if you get it right, then hopefully you can ride that little wave, because that's what life is all about. Little waves. You just bob up and down on the little waves. You don't want to have a big wave, mummy.
So they serve the marinated burrata and heirloom tomato. And then Tom down in the kitchen is like, Malia, will you play this whole thing? Would you mind? She's like, no, of course not. I'll do that. First, Tom has to get used to not having a sous chef.
Yeah. And then Malia starts laughing. Like, I just want to help him out in the kitchen because, you know, I don't want the repercussions later. I'm like, this is getting kind of dark.
Yeah. And then Kiko, let's imagine Kiko having one of the deckhands plate for him every meal and see Malia's reaction. Fucking hypocrite.
Yeah, that's true. So,
let's see. So, Jess, what's the chef's name? And she's like, I don't know.
Well, can you tell? Is his name like? Oh, is it like a real complicated name with a lot of letters? I don't know. It's really hard to remember. It's B-5. Like a lot of syllables. A lot of syllables.
Bingo and Bingo was his name. Oh.
I just love that she couldn't remember the name Tom.
So, well, that was me last week, and I sat here through the whole hour.
That's true. Well, he does have Matt energy.
Yes, that's true. So Captain is like, Captain, of course, comes. She's like, how is it? And Jared's like, have you had his food yet? I don't know what preference she said feel, but it wasn't mine.
Yeah. But then when it comes back, we realize he was just saying, I don't know whose preference she said veal. Someone out here said veal. Someone said veal. I don't know. I don't normally like it, but it tasted great. It's like, oh, okay. Below Deck did it to us again.
Tricky. So down in the kitchen, Malia finishes plating, and he's like, great, Malia, thanks. I don't know where I'd be without you. And she goes, oh, well, not here.
Oh, that's right. I have an uncle who's dying somewhere, and here I am trapped in this terrible, turbid galley. Small waves, little waves, ride the little waves, Tommy.
Hey, Malia. I mean, hey, Bugs, you married? She's like, I'm married to my job.
They're such nosy fucking guests. Like, they're prying into all of their lives. So now all the guests are swimming and everyone's wiping out on the toys. They're all doing everything at once. And it's like, keep your eyes on them. And Rob's like, Malia, they disappeared behind the rock. What do I do? It's like, move your head, Rob.
And then one of the couples topples over on one of the skidoos. And Malia gets them out and she's like, okay, weight distribution. Have fun, guys.
I like the woman in that couple because like you said, it toppled over, and then there was like a woman who you just heard going, like, ma'am, you've already been hauled up onto the little dock.
And the guy is like stuck under the skidoo. Like, he can't get out.
Sometimes skidoos really know what they're doing. So then, the old guy is standing there with Rob on the dock. He's like, girlfriend, huh? Girlfriend? He's like, I'm seeing someone. She's upstairs. Oh, on the boat? Huh? Which one?
Jessica.
Oh, yeah. You got good taste, huh? You got good taste.
She's the one with good taste. Get it? Good, because I'm not kidding. The relationship has gotten deeper, stronger, and more powerful. Really quickly.
Yeah, the guy's like, yeah, Rob and Jessica sitting in a tree.
K-I-S-S-O-N-G-I-N-A-T-R-E-E-B-A-N-R. I could do this all day, really. I like it. It's actually soothing.
Then in South Africa, we have a different version of that nursery rhyme. It goes like this. Rob and Jessica sitting in a car. D-R-I-V-I-N-G-D-R-U-G-S to the border.
Rob like sailing, just likes yachts. Watch out, here come the cops. Run, darling, run!
Roses are red, violets are blue. I got 5 kilos of cocaine in the trunk. What about you?
Have a suitcase? Just call the porter. But you better run. Run towards the border.
Run, darling! Go as fast as you can!
There once was a man from Nantucket who ordered many, many kilos of cocaine, so I brought them to him over the border. The end.
Sorry, I lost my rhyme there at the end, but...
That's like an Alanis Morissette song. It's just a little bit more freeform.
Not all art rhymes.
So then we cut to one of the guys going, I want to, oh, the same guy, of course. He's like, you know what I want? I want a whiskey twice my age and a woman half my age. And his friend goes, well, yeah, you already got one.
That'll be a very old whiskey and actually a pretty old woman, too. If the math works out. Guess what? These guests are wacky. They're going to be on TV. So guess what they did? They brought a dildo around. Oh, aren't dildos funny?
And Jared's girlfriend's like, hey, that's mine, guys. Don't play with that. And Bugsy comes out and she's like, tonight we're going to do a celebration of 100,000 followers.
Yeah. And also... a birthday cake.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Birthday cake? Who can make a birthday cake?
The chef's worst nightmare, being told he has to do a cake at the last second.
Dear chef, I've got some bad news for you. You have to make a very rudimentary cake. A chocolate cake. The most difficult cake in the lower tier cakes.
They're like, can you take this cucumber back to the room? And she's like, woohoo! And she like swings around the dildo and stuff. And yeah. She's like, I don't even want to know. And she just poses it on the pillow.
I'm wacky. Wacky.
Yeah.
So Tom like goes and tells Malia, he's like, well, guess what? Here's the news. I'm riding on my little waves of life, and then I find out I have to make the birthday cake 30 minutes ago. Who would have thought? People on a yacht want something other than what has been previously chosen for them by me. Ha! A birthday cake. 30 minutes ago, birthday cake. Can you believe it, Mum? A birthday cake!
I mean, look at me, doing the food, the oysters, then cake! And Bugs is like, sorry, they threw it at me. He's like, well, I don't know if it even has time to cool, but I'll do it.
It's kind of a bit of nonsense to have a cake, if you ask me. Birthdays, my household, meant sitting down in front of a plate of dust and saying, this is your future unless you get out of that bedroom. Here comes the hose.
And then we get a little small segment of our new favorite show, the captain calling Norma. Norma, it's me. I need a second stool. Yes, again. Norma, you know that's some lip. You better read the maritime line, the laundry room. You want me to FaceTime for you from there? No lip, all right? Zero tolerance for lip.
Listen, maritime law says zero tolerance for not getting me another stew, okay? Maritime law, it's right there on the wall of our yacht. You come out here on a tender and you look at the wall, and then you go back and you'll see.
Yeah, and then we check in with Tom again. Malia checks in on Tom again, and he's just spiraling. Like, so far, he's like, okay, I could do it. Maybe it went cool. Well, I don't know if I could do it. And now he's like, it's utter bullshit. A fucking birthday cake. Last minute. It's fucked, all right? This is fucked. It's not hard enough for me. Oh, well, just change it all then. There's an element of wind up the chef here, and we've got one chef, and he's cooking for the crew as well. I don't know, whatever. This is bullshit.
A birthday cake, last minute, a birthday cake. Just, we've only got 3 hours till it's 8 o'clock, and you know what 8 o'clock is? That's 1 hour before the 9 o'clock dinner. 3 hours to make a cake, really 4 hours, 5 hours if you really think about it. Sometimes it's just awful, it's awful. Who does this? Who does this? Let me tell you one thing. Listen, Sir Paul McCartney would never pull some move like that, okay? You know, we all live on a yellow submarine, but guess what? That yellow submarine can't just be painted red at the last minute. It's yellow, goddammit. It will always be yellow.
And now he's mad about crew food, too. Isn't it funny how you guys dissed Kiko and embarrassed Kiko? And now look, you've got a fancy-ass chef who needs help in the kitchen and can't even do the crew food.
Ha ha, suckers!
And then a lady falls down the stairs, which was, I think, the show saying, see, it could have happened. If Hannah was high, that lady might not have gotten the medical attention she didn't need, okay?
Coming up on Below Deck Med, a fat naked guy with a dildo.
I can't bake a cake when there's a naked man in the hallway.
We literally come back from commercial and Tom like, okay, cake, goddamn cake, oh, crew food cake. Ah!
It's bullshit. It's all bullshit. Okay, it's bullshit. I could be home watching Love Island right now, okay? I'm not buzzing right now. I'll tell you what I'm not doing. I'm not buzzing. I'm proper angry. I'm not chuffed.
Emily goes, kisses? He goes, no, I've got a lot to do. So then we get, Tom's breakdown continues, but it's interspersed with little scenes of gross guy in the hot tub going, ugh, making these noises. And he's taking pictures of his girlfriend and she's posing sexy. And he's like, oh, that's like, so sexy. Yeah. I was like, well, this is Unit's future. Okay.
Yeah. This is what is so wrong with America right now. So then we have, so Bugsy's like,
geez, could you pull the cutlery right now? Cutlery, you know what cutlery is? Okay, I'll say it slowly. C-U-T, cutlery, you know, no, stop reaching for the bread, that's not cutlery. No, Jess, okay, now you've just run into the wall. Okay, come back, follow my voice.
Jess, we need an oyster fork.
But they don't even have hams.
This is the one moment where I felt genuinely bad for Tom, because this is fucked. Like, they did not have an oyster knife for him, which I don't even know then how did Kiko do the other oysters. Oysters have been a quiet enemy of this boat all season long, but I don't know, maybe a producer like chucked the oyster knife just to make Tom mad, because he was stuck with some other thing and he was losing his mind. How the hell am I supposed to open up these oysters? You can't do this, mother. Not with a regular knife like this. What am I supposed to do? Just ask it to open up. Hello, oyster, would you open up for me as you're about to get eaten alive? How about that? No, it doesn't work that way, mother.
Well, to answer your question, I believe that the reason that Kiko had one and this guy doesn't is because chefs carry their own knives. Kitchens have very basic knives for chefs. They don't have a whole setup of fancy knives. Chefs carry those. That's why you see when chefs come or leave the show, the thing they're always carrying is their chef's bag of knives. So if anyone's at fault for not having an oyster knife, guess who that would be? His name rhymes with fat. I was just kidding. It's not Matt. It's Tom!
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if oyster knives are a typical thing you would have in a knife bag. I would guess I'm going to see. But hey, you know what? Tom's going through enough shit today. I'll wait to blame him for stuff till later. Too late!
I also feel like I've seen tutorials that show you how to shuck an oyster with like a regular knife. But I could be wrong. But I think what was happening was that he had a shitty knife. And on top of that, he's like, and I'm on camera. I'm trying to do this on camera, and mother's watching, and mother's probably watching with the Queen Mother, and here's Queen Elizabeth watching me not being able to open up an oyster. It's a failure. I'm a failure. Okay, give me the hose.
Oh, so Bugs is like, oh, he says, Bugs, do we have a knife? Or Malia asks her. She's like, Bugs, do we have an oyster knife? She's like, oh, Lord, I just sprung oyster forks on Jess. Her head's going to explode. She goes, no, to open them like a sucker. She goes, oh, no.
No, it turns out that the oyster knife was caught having Valium, so we had to, of course, kick it off the boat. Zero tolerance. I don't know why I made Bugsy talk like that. She got very prim and proper.
Tom, I put sticky notes on plates.
All right, could you put a sticky note on top of my eyeballs, because I might as well be a bulletin board. Just prick me with little thumbtacks.
Tom, I just want you to know that to be helpful during dinner, you can look at my head and I'll be wearing a beret that says apps for appetizer course, dinner for dinner course, and cake sucker for the cake course. All right?
Little waves, little waves, little waves, take poor Tommy.
So the drunk guy comes wandering through and he's like, so you gonna make a good meal, Tim? He's like, my name is Tom. Don't say it. Resist it. Resist it, Tom. Be good. Be good. Keep it inside. Stiff upper face. Stiff upper face. Okay.
And this fucking guy is not only bothering him in the kitchen, he's sitting there filming him. Like he's about to get a Karen refusing to wear a mask in a Walmart, you know? He's just standing there filming him. He's like, so you're going to make a good meal? All right, I got one for you because you're English. An English man comes home and finds his wife in bed with two other men. What does he say? And Tom's like, make me a cake last second.
You say all three of you get to make me a cake right now because that's what you expect from you stupid Americans, asking for cake at the last second. Is that what he said?
No, he says, hello. Hello, hello, get it?
Not really. Can you just say that to any three people, not necessarily his wife with two men in bed?
Get it? Because there's, how many men are there? There's three. Hello, hello, hello. Still don't get it? It's an American joke. We're making fun of the English. All right?
I do understand it, and I guess part of British humor is just staring at Americans until they realize how stupid they are, but they never do. They never do. Get out of my face, you fat fuck.
The real joke here is an American trying to pull one over on an Englishman, isn't it?
The real joke here is trying to open up oysters for you sad fucks with a straw and paper bag.
So the Bugsy checks in on the captain. She's like, how's your day going? And captain's like, God, I wanted to go home today. It was such a tough morning. I could have been at a Broncos-Jaguars game right now.
An actual game played by Broncos and Jaguars. God, I love when animals play games. Oh, that would have been so good. Of course, the Jaguars probably would have eaten the Broncos, but it could have been fun. I also like games played by fancy cars. You ever seen a Ford Bronco crash into a Jaguar? It's amazing.
You ever seen a Jaguar get incarcerated? There's something. Stay off the pots, cars. Stay off the pots.
So now we get the full extended scene of that dude who's been so awful, now just naked, walking through the hallway with a dildo, and just like trying different doors until one opens up and just flinging the dildo into that room.
So Jess is going over flights for Bali. She's like, oh my God, it's such a pain in the ass. Like, it's a 16-hour layover. And Rob's like, that's all right. I'm used to that shit. You arrive after a crossing and then you just get on with it. Change your name. Peel off the color of your car to reveal a new color under there. put on a glued-on mustache and you're good for it, darling.
And try to get away before Kiefer Sutherland finds you. So,
For fuck's sake, God damn it!
God damn oyster motherfuckers! I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry, Mom. First they want cake, then they want oysters, then they want oysters to have the cake.
So Tom is going nuts because he's doing his oysters still, and apparently out of nowhere there's a grill on this boat. So he is running upstairs to this grill. Like, after all this time, there's a grill by the table. So he's running upstairs to the grill where he's got these gigantic stakes. He's running back downstairs and up and down and up and down.
And he's freaking out. He's not doing well. And Malia's like, well, now I have to carry the responsibility of my partner. Like, wow, bet you wish you had a Valium now, biatch.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. So Alex starts helping Jess with the cabin. He's like, look at me. I'm going to be cleaning some cabins, okay? This is like wicked crazy. I mean, here I am. I'm like, you know, I'm a deckhand, but I'm also doing cabins. This is crazy, you know?
So then the guests are taking selfies, and one of them's like, oh my God, my titties are going to pop out of this dress. And the guy's like, that's all right. Let them pop out.
And then, and by the way, these steaks are like huge and gorgeous. And when they're done, they're just sort of like sitting in like a tray by the side of the grill. And one of the guests comes up with like a pocket knife and slices off a piece. He's like, well, pretty good. I'm like, you are...
It was probably an oyster shucker.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You're right.
Like, how does this boat not have an oyster shucker? That fucker took it.
I really want to, like, look up shucking an oyster with out an oyster knife. There's got to be a method. There's a full on. I can't.
Yeah, we're an hour and 15 minutes into this recap, so we'll say that.
I'm just saying that there is a method, and people should know.
I'm sure.
You can do it with a screwdriver, by the way, restaurant hack, according to Zagat's, of all places. The oyster, quote-unquote, opened, quote-unquote, nicely, quote-unquote, but, quote-unquote, I had a hand injury. Anyway. So these people come out. I just wrote tacky ass outfits. I don't even remember what they were wearing. I just said tacky ass outfits.
Yeah, they're really tacky. And Jared's like, yeah, when I threw that dildo in your room, Tatiana yelled at me. Oh, by the way, these oysters are full of shells. And everyone's like, yeah, my oysters are full of shells too. Yeah, ow, shells, gross.
My teeth are hurting. My teeth are hurting from the shells. I'm like, okay, shells are annoying. You were not biting down on a slab of granite. Okay.
My teeth are hurting.
And so one of the guys pulls a Lisa Rinna. He's like, let's go around the table and say one nice thing about each other. So one of the other guys goes, okay, you love your boobs. You love your boobs. You love your boobs. And Tatiana, I love your hair. Ew.
And there was that one woman who just had like a full on helmet of hair. She was like, she's like, I'm going to tease the very back of my hair just in case someone's approaching from behind. I'm like, why is your hair going out so horizontally back there? What are you doing, lady?
So then Bugs has to go to Tom and say, Tom, they had shells. They want another round for three people. He's like, well, it's going to take a while. She's like, no, no, I'll sort it out. I'll sort it out. And Malia goes, huh, I mean, they ate them all.
Yeah.
Oh, Malia getting served her karma is delicious. Yeah.
Seriously. So then Alex is cleaning and he sees the big dildo and he goes, ha, ha, ha. You know what? That's what you call a good dickin' over there, right there. It's a good dickin', huh? It's a really good dickin', huh?
So we get some scenes of Jess and Alex wackily cleaning together and laughing a lot. He's like my little brother. So then Bugs tells the guests, she's like, you know, the chef would love to try and not get shells into oysters, but there's a lobster and tomahawks coming. And they're like, whatever. It's fine.
Don't forget the cake that you ordered 30 minutes ago and also 4 hours, which is a perfectly acceptable window to make a cake.
And one guy's like, where's my Tito's, huh? She's like, it's in front of you, sir.
He's like, oh, yeah. Mm. So now Malia's helping Tom plate. And he's served up this, honestly, really very beautiful plate of butter poached lobster. It's like this nice lobster tail. It's beautiful. It has like a little potato. It looks very, very good. Everything he's putting out looks great, you know? So he brings out this butter poached lobster, which, of course, being butter poached, I think it will therefore have sort of like, I think when things are poached, they sort of have like a softer texture, right? Like that's the whole thing, that they're sort of just like gently like massaged by the water. So they're served this beautiful lobster and they're like, it's raw. This is raw. I think this is a raw lobster here. You know what I'm saying? It's raw.
Yeah, it's raw. I don't like this. It's raw. I don't want the raw lobster.
So Bugs has to tell Tom and he's like, they're poached. I mean, who's gonna now have to fry them, poach them, then fry it? Who does that? She's like, sorry.
I mean, it's a poached lobster. If I had to tell my mother one more time, I poached and then fried again, I will get that hoe so bad. No, no, this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. This is madness. Poach it, then fry it. Poach it, then fry it. All right, can I get another potato? Okay, everyone, don't touch the potatoes. Don't touch the potatoes. All right, whatever you do. Do not touch the... Oh, Bugs, no!
And Bugsy's like emptying the plates into the trash. And he's like, damn the fucking bean. Where am I going to get a potato cook now? Where am I going to get it now?
well, here we are in the middle of the ocean. Only two cooked potatoes between the five of us, and now you threw out one of them. Where?
He's like, I'm a fucking laughing stock. What's the point in me even coming onto the boat? And then he, like, goes into the walk-in with Malia and slams himself in there because I guess he thinks the mics can't work through the fridge or something. So he's like, this is bullshit. I'm good at what I'm doing. I've made a big fucking mistake. I've got way too much respect to do this. It's bullshit.
It's bullshit, 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 bullshit. What's the point of being on a boat if you can't do it right? Okay, you know what I saw? Call this? I call it a cake with a bullshit frosting. And I wouldn't even be able to make that cake because I ordered it too soon for myself.
And then we see coming this season, and it's a disaster. He's a fucking disaster, and it's hilarious. He just throws all these fits, and we finally see Captain Sandy like, you're going to get down there, and you're going to do your goddamn job.
I know. I also, by the way, I also liked how Malia was trying to give him a pep talk in this final scene, and she's like, listen, lunch was amazing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was amazing. Of course it was amazing. Okay. I only do amazing work, but it was 10 times more effort than it had to be. 10 times more effort. Okay. So next time, they're not going to get ossobuco and chicken and fish and a salad and muffins that I just made and a side of bacon. Okay. Next time they won't do that. I'm like, well, make sandwiches. I don't know. You're the one who served ossobuco for lunch.
Oh, everybody. Well, that brings us hilarious to the end of Below Deck. So farewell, Hannah. Farewell. Great job all these seasons. And, you know, it's going to be great watching this downfall of Matt. This shit's hilarious.
Yeah, I say maybe Hannah actually dodged a bullet, because I think Matt is going to be a full-on disaster. And I just, I'm so excited to see what happens next week with him. Anyway, tomorrow we got some Selling Sunset, and don't forget, if you are into Selling Sunset, we had our interview with Christine Quinn on Monday, so go check that out too.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Immerse yourself in amazing stories on Now TV. Find power plays and critically acclaimed shows, Gangs of London, Succession, and Game of Thrones. Witness triumphs and defeats in documentaries Hillary and Tiger Woods Back. And join misfits and misadventures in the US office and Brassic. Stream all these and more with a 7-day free trial, only on Now TV. 18 plus UK only. New entertainment customers only. Passes auto renew at $9.99 a month unless cancelled. Terms apply.
Starring Betfred's The Nifty 50.
Goodness gracious, The Nifty 50. 3 hours a day, 7 days a week. Play in store, play online, just take a beat. Catch us, watch a pick, select a lucky dip. Goodness gracious, The Nifty 50.
Betfred numbers just got bigger and better. Head to Betfred.com. And remember, folks, keep it fun. BeGambleAware.org.
Goodness gracious, The Nifty 50.